and be very welcome here at the House of Europe, here at The Hague. The Hague House of Europe, the official premises of the European Union here in the Netherlands. And welcome here the students from University of Leiden and Montesquieu, the people from Montesquieu, and Mr. Mugger, very welcome here at the official representation of the European Union on behalf of the European Parliament. My name is Sjaap van der Vaart, and I'm representing the European Parliament, European democracy here in the Netherlands, together with my colleague Jimmy Jamar. He is the head of the representation of the European Commission, both here in the House of Europe. The House of Europe now officially opened as of May the 16th by Her Majesty the Queen, with Mr. Barroso and Vice President of the European Parliament, Mr. Lambrinidis. And now it is open, and you have the honor here to be one of our many guests. It's also your House of Europe. And since we're open for all inhabitants of the European Union. And as of May the 16th, this house is a vibrant peace and place of debate and democracy here. We have had many groups and many NGOs and civil society organizations debating European integration. And now we face a crisis, I might say an existential crisis, and that's not altogether a bad thing. Europe is good in crisis. That means a crisis, I mean, the English verb is a proverb, I might say, is never waste a good crisis, and that's what I hope the European political elite will do. So be aware of the most interesting and particular point in time that we're in, because tomorrow the European Council starts in Brussels, which is the council of all councils, or the mother of all councils, to paraphrase the war in Iraq. So we're facing now the key question, what are we going to do facing the reality of this financial and economical crisis? And this is a thing which is related to the question of the democratic legitimation of European integration policies. And one might say that it is the average citizen that is now at the short end of this integration process and of the end in the whole frame of the crisis itself. I mean, to what extent are citizens in the European Union represented in this process of crisis policies? To what extent can national parliaments debate about the solutions that are being reached by a very small elite of European government leaders, notably only two, right? So, I mean, even our own Prime Minister, Mr. Rutte, is with his colleagues looking at the rear side of the big car, of the big Mercedes, in which Mrs. Merkel and Mr. Sarkozy are sitting. So all other government leaders are also at the short end of this process. So not only European democracies and in national parliaments, but also European democracy itself is at the short end of the crisis now, because the European Parliament, of which we are the representation here in the Netherlands, has a very, very small role to play. And if you look back to the beginning of the whole thing, you could see that the choice has been made for an intergovernmental pitch and not for the community method, which means that European Parliament has only played a very small role once it comes to checks and balances on the power of the European Council, notably the two leaders at stake, Mrs. Merkel and Mr. Sarkozy. So there are all kinds of democratic deficits here up in the air, and maybe this could be one of the subjects to talk about this afternoon on the question of a new democratic legitimation for this process of European integration, not only integration, but also on the question whether there will be a new narrative. Somewhere along the way, to quote William Wallace, we have lost that narrative. And the question is, if the answer of this crisis will be more Europe, which is more political integration, does the European political elite, in that respect, have a narrative for their own citizens, for their own electorates? Well, that question, these questions, this vital question, has not been answered. And this is a very interesting panorama to watch the coming next weeks. So we are privileged onlookers, and maybe this could be a start. Akko, for you the floor on behalf of the Montesquieu Institute.